and hello, podcasters. Welcome to a very special episode of Dave's of Thunder. Dave Damashek here. David Feeney, not over there. That's because his work is already done for this day. I say it's a special episode that you can track down on YouTube. As always, you can subscribe there and watch all the fun if you are so inclined. Track it down, Dave's of Thunder. And of course, subscribe at davesofthunder.com or anywhere else you find your podcasts if you prefer to just keep us in your ears. Either way, we decided that the JetBlue letters that David Feeney wrote under a fake name with a fake story were so funny, but they sprawled out over 6 weeks. We thought it might be nice and easy to consume for you and any of your pals that you want to share it with. In fact, I encourage you, Nate, demand that you do that as soon as you hear me say this. Go ahead and share this. We've strung together the full body of the insane, crazy roller coaster of emotion ride that was the JetBlue letters from Snoop Skodlewski and company. So take a listen now. Here he is, David Feeney, with one of his masterpiece works over a quarter century here in show business. It's the JetBlue letters.
All right, so let's set up these letters. So as you know, Damashek, I'm a crazy nut master. And when I get bored and I want to write something silly, I start writing companies. And so, as you know, I've written Dodger Stadium to get them to clean up their bathrooms. I've written.
You didn't like the urinals. You didn't like peeing.
I didn't like the urinal. I gave them a bad rating. Like, I made up the fact that I have some sort of name and cleanliness for baseball stadiums, and I shamed them. I shamed the Pittsburgh Pirates for having the name Pirates because my great 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 grandfather was murdered by a pirate, so that was the thing. I emailed just because I'm.
I guess you're not doing a good job of setting these up. I don't.
Please do. Please do.
I think it because just for clarity's sake, these are actual. You pen these moronic letters.
Yeah.
To
companies.
Pittsburgh Pirates front office to right. Chavez Ravine at the stadium to right. bar owners, and they receive them, and then they provide you with legitimate responses, and then you continue to interact with them.
That's exactly
because I don't want anybody to think that these are made up or anything like that.
No, and there's actually response. I get responses back. Yes, yes, darling. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Yeah, and so they email me back, and we'll show one of the letters. So this time I decided this is back in November, and I think I emailed them. I first wrote them in December. I decided to because I was in a JetBlue flight. And I did not have a great flight. And so then I was like, I'm going to email them. All right, what am I going to get? Like, let me instead just like, let me just wind them up and see what happens. So this is the letter that I get that I sent.
So you wrote this letter to actual JetBlue.
To JetBlue.
This is my favorite thing.
And they responded. Oh, take it off for a second, Garrett. Take it off. And they responded back to me. They responded back to me. And then, so what we're going to do in this week, and then next week we'll do the sequel. This week I emailed them. They sent me an email back, and then I emailed them again.
Okay, good.
This is what it was. All right, Gary, put it up. To whom it may concern, I need your help with a private matter. First, allow me to
introduce. What a start. The JetBlue. I need your help with a private matter. Oh, then you've come to the right place. A major airline. Please continue.
First, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Dan Penny, and I'm a very successful movie executive in Hollywood, California. If you don't recognize my name, you'll recognize my work as president of Penny Pictures.
Exact. I'm a successful Hollywood exec. And then in parentheses, directly behind it, executive, indicating that the exec was short for executive. All right, go ahead.
If you don't recognize my name, you'll recognize my work as president of Penny Pictures. I produced the buddy cop comedy Fred and Butter with Jeff Goldblum and Margaret Cho. And Oi Blood, a thrill about a Jewish vampire, Lucy Manhattan, starring Jeremy Piven, a friend.
Name drop right out of the gate. You got their attention.
To say I'm a big deal is an understatement, which is why I hope you'll handle my particular problem delicately. On November 19th, I had sex on one of your planes.
Right before Thanksgiving.
Let me do what I do for a living and paint you a picture. Flight 164, San Francisco to L.A. I was in my mint class seat when an attendant, Amy, great gam, sweet caboose. Sorry, that's how we talk in show business. Handed me a note.
That is how it's That is all the movie execs talk in the 21st century. Great game, sweet caboose.
She handed me a note from a female passer inviting me to have intercourse in the mint class restroom. I know it's gauche to have considered this, but I'm an artist. You never know where the next big movie idea comes from. So I finished my juice and went to the restroom and waited until the most gorgeous woman I've ever seen entered, eating a sandwich. You ready? She asked. I was. Cut to, industry term meaning go to. 20 minutes later, and me and this gift from God had finished our elegant, sweaty business. Not to brag, but I was terrific. To avoid looks on the way back to our seats, she suggested she exit first. I wait a minute, then I leave. Before she left, I asked her name. She put her finger to my lips, whispered, "No name, stupid." Picked up her sandwich off the counter and left.
So the sandwich was there, and she kept it the whole time. Okay.
Keep going. When I got to my seat, Amy informed us there was heavy turbulence. Ooh, great movie title. And we couldn't leave seats. FYI, there was no turbulence. Amy was probably jealous. And once we landed, in all the deplaning hullabaloo, I never saw my dream woman again. This is where you come in. I'm in love with this woman. I want you to find her pronto. I don't know her name or seat number. The only lead I have is the note I was slipped. I've attached a picture in case you need a handwriting sample. Can you help me? Do you have a special department reserved for high-profile men like myself? All I ask is find her. Show decorum in contacting me. My fiance Megan is very jealous. She's also pregnant, so there's that.
Man, this is how Hollywood execs are, man. You nailed this.
She's also pregnant, so there's that. I'm not putting that on you. I'm just letting you know the type of bind I'm in. All right. You're a big company, so no amount of bananas, money, will sway you. So to sweeten the deal, I'd like to offer you and a JetBlue employee 2 VIP passes to the premiere of Penny Pictures' next romantic comedy, Nancy Meeting Hugh Here. Starring Kathy Moriarty and Joe Namath. Let me know we're in bed on this and I'll send details. We also need a venue.
Kathy Moriarty and Namath just shot a picture together?
Called Nancy Meeting Hugh Here, which is pretty great. Sincerely, D. Penny, P.S. I know this is a weird time to bring it up, but my monitor at my seat was broken, so I couldn't watch TV on my flight. If you could also make that right, I would appreciate it.
That's an overreach.
And there's a note that <makes
sense>. The classy sandwich eating Dave. I've never gotten one of these notes myself from a stranger, so it's shocking to me.
Written on a JetBlue napkin is the invitation to go to the bathroom.
F in the John. Wow.
So there you go. And then I think it was a month later. They responded. And so here's the response. Pretty standard, I would think. From JetBlue.
Again, somebody at JetBlue got this letter and is reading.
They responded. Dear Mr. Penny, thank you for contacting JetBlue. We respectfully regret to inform you that we are unable to fulfill your request. Oh. It is our policy not to divulge the identities of JetBlue passengers, no matter how personal the circumstance or adamantine the request. It is also not our policy to accept gifts or gratuities in any form. We consider this matter closed.
Somebody found a thesaurus. We also regret you were unable to enjoy
our in-flight entertainment. In accordance with our customer bill of rights, we have issued you a service credit in the amount of $15. Which has been applied to your travel bank. Information on using your credit has been sent to the email address associated with the travel bank account. Please understand that even though the results from the situation are not as you would have liked them to be, we do value you as a JetBlue customer and hope to provide you with a renewed experience in the future. go down, buddy. Regards, Michael, the customer commitment crew, JetBlue Airways crew member, blah, blah, blah. So that was their response.
Oh, my God.
Not yet, Gary, not yet. So then that was the response. So I sat on that for a little while, and this is early in the year before all the pandemic started. I decided to email them back. If you're ready, Damashek.
Oh, I'm ready. I do want to. I just love that this Michael character. Do you think he passed this around?
I don't know. He may have. But it's pretty great that someone spent their time having to go through this stuff.
Great. Okay. When you're ready, please proceed. So then you responded. Okay.
So I decided to, I forget when I responded. I decided to mix it up and respond as how I thought a powerful movie executive named Dan Petty would respond.
There is a piece of evidence on the napkin. It's just
right. And that the fact that, I mean, think about that just big picture. I had sex in your restroom and on your plane, and I want you to help me find this woman is just lunacy. It's just lunacy. I get that she clearly is a Bulgarian person. Like, just it's just lunacy that someone would request that. And also, he's got. I like that Megan comes back in the Dan Petty. That Megan, Dan Petty, and Megan are always kind of linked in the old.
I feel like Bill Robinson is giving me one of them hand ladders and boosting this birthday up and over that game on my birthday. I'm drinking rosé, eating Chex Mix, and listening to these letters. I can't imagine a better way to spend my special day.
My pleasure. Let's go to the next one and see. So this is actually, so I emailed them back. This is from Dan Penny, the JetBlue.
Your subject line is, are you effing kidding me?
From Dan Penny, the dear JetBlue. Dear Michael, boy, did you mess with the wrong swinging dick. It's been a few months since I wrote you, so in case you've forgotten who I am, I'll remind you. My name is Dan Penny, and I make feature films in Hollywood, California. Not just popcorn movies. We do prestige pictures, too. Our latest is about the sociopolitical challenges a professional basketball player faces when he falls in love with a little person. It's called We Too.
We Too. W-E. A professional basketball player. Continue. Falls in love with a little person, and the movie's called We Too.
Called Me Too.
Oh, man.
It's called We Too, and it made some serious waves at the Fresno Film
Festival. Fresno is a prestige picture, after all, so.
I bring this up not to shove my success in your face, but to show you that at Penny Pictures, we're not afraid of tackling hard issues, and we're certainly not afraid of a fight. Last December, I emailed JetBlue about my desire for help in locating a woman I was intimate with on one of your flights. In January, you told me to go to hell. Well, since January, that's exactly where I've been. Hell. I can't get this siren out of my mind. I've tried to have relations with my fiance Megan, and not to get personal, but I haven't been able to put asses in the seats, so to speak. She thinks it's the cocaine. Boy, if she only knew.
This is your pregnant fiance. All right, go ahead.
You did this, Michael. In December, I offer you the carrot. Now you're getting the stick. I retain the services of a Beverly Hills private investigator to take over your investigation. His name is Gene Godlewski. His clients call him Snoops. He's reputable and extremely expensive. Not that it matters to me. I'm loaded. If you do not extend Snoops and his team every courtesy, there will be the following consequences. One, all JetBlue flights will be forbidden from showing any movie produced by Petty Pictures. And two, all stories in development.
Hardball.
And two, all stories in development at our company that have anything to do with the airline business will be killed. This includes our adaptation of the 90s situation comedy Wings.
Now you're making all of America pay.
Apologies for hitting you in the wallet like this, but apparently it's the only thing that will get your company's attention. I wouldn't have gotten this far in show business without being a rotten son of a bitch. as Greg Oden's character, Lex Coleman, says in We Too. It takes a big man to act so small. He's right.
Greg Oden didn't last long in the NBA, but he was there long enough to gather some real wisdom. But,
he's right. Sincerely, D. Petty. But, P.S. I do appreciate the $15 you'll be depositing in my travel bank account for my faulty seat monitor. It was very thoughtful. And I copied Gene Godlewski.
Snoop's Godlewski. Snoop's Godlewski.
And so they emailed me back. Man. But did they email me back? We'll set that up next week. We'll show that next week. And then my response to them.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
So then we're going to start right now with, and Garrett, if you can pull this up, JetBlue's first letter back to Dan Penny after this. Okay. And here we go. And this is actually true. It's received Friday, January 24. Dear Mr. Penny, thank you for contacting JetBlue. We regret to inform you that we are still unable to fulfill your request. It continues to be our policy not to divulge the identities of JetBlue passengers, especially to contracted third parties. Again, we consider this matter closed. We also are having difficulties crediting your travel bank account for the $15 we referenced in our last correspondence. We have not been able to associate the name Dan Penny or Daniel Penny to any mail address to the member of our system. If your account is tied to another name, account, or alias, please let us know. Please understand that even though the results for the situation are not as you would like them, blah, 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 they blow them off. Regards, Stephanie.
Now Stephanie's in.
Remember, last time it was Michael. Okay.
Right.
So then I started thinking, what can I do before you
it's
do
a
that?
Team Garrett? Effort over there at JetBlue. I like it.
So what I thought was like, oh, Dan Penny could go wild on Stephanie again. He could go crazy on her. But we kind of did that already. I already did that. So I figured that now was the time for Snoop Godlewski to enter the picture. And so now Snoop Godlewski.
This is a private... The private dick who calls himself Snoops. I think that would be a tell, but okay.
So now Snoop Godlewski is going to email JetBlue, and here we go. From Eugene Godlewski at a Hotmail account, which is awesome. To dear JetBlue, for your immediate attention. Good afternoon. My name is Gene Godlewski, and I'm a private investigator. I represent a client named Dan Penny who has hired me to find a woman he shared a connection with on flight 164 departing and arriving on November 19, 2019. My client has asked me to request from JetBlue any info related to my search, but I'm not writing you for that reason. I'm writing you because I need you to help me get this nut off my back. Go down. Since Mr. Penny hired me, he's been a thorn in my side. He calls at all hours of the night. He says he doesn't call during business hours because he's too busy making deals. But have you heard of any of his movies? I sure haven't. They sound awful.
Commiserating with Stephanie and JetBlue.
I sure haven't. They sound awful. He says he's calling for updates, but usually he just brags about famous women he slept with. He also thinks we've gotten really close since we started working together. Apparently, he's having a baby soon, and he asked me if I wanted to be the godfather. We've only met once.
Stan Penny's starting to sound like a real weirdo.
But then he turns on a dime and gets angry. The last time he and I spoke, he said, if JetBlue jerked me around, I should put the fear of God into you, and if necessary, drop the name Jeremy Piven. What is he expecting me to do? Threaten an airline? We're in a post-9/11 world. Despite what he told you, I do not run an expensive firm. It's just me and my brother in a mini mall. And he's got a bad leg.
The PI agency is in a mini mall.
He's got a bad leg.
Like some guy.
Why does his brother's infirmity matter? That's such a weird thing to bring up, but all right.
But the fact that some guy at JetBlue is reading this is great.
That's the part I really just can't stress enough. As I hate to interrupt in the middle of this. The thing people say is, because people continue to question, I don't know, the vapid cynicism that creeps in with me. Who do these go to? What's this been? You've written these letters and these are actual responses. Somebody actually at their place of business reading this is what makes me laugh so hard about it. That there's somebody at work.
I love it.
This is the best.
I just love it. Keep going. Just,
like taken to the supervisor. Like, yeah, how would you respond to this?
This must get passed around.
Yeah. Neil, you're the supervisor. I haven't seen anything like this in my 14 years.
That's the best. To continue, Mr. Petty also said on his last 3 a.m. exclamation point call that if I demonstrated swift results, he'd get me the best Encino prostitute money can buy. How is that professional? He then sobbed for 10 minutes about the life he wants to have with this airplane woman, as well as the guilt he feels about leaving his pregnant girlfriend. I'm pretty sure he was drinking. This is not a well man. For the record, my nickname isn't Snoops. I don't have a nickname. If I did, it wouldn't be Snoops.
I'm sorry. See, I mean, Snoops, or I'm sorry, Eugene are on the same page. Weird.
Go down. Usually I don't take on lunatics, but times are tight and he paid in advance. Don't judge me. This is America. So please, if he contacts you again, can you tell him you've given me everything I need and that we're tracking down several promising leads? Let's milk this yo-yo. Thanks in advance. G2, got loose investigation. It's between us.
That's the slogan that hangs in the mini mall. It's between us.
So then, of course, so what do you do there? So JetBlue never responded to this one, if you can believe it. Then I was like, okay, I got to mix this up and get something going between Gene Godlewski and Dan Penny. And then, so I had Dan Penny write Gene Godlewski and CC JetBlue on this. So here we go. Subject heading is busted. Hey, Snoops. It's Dan Penny. In case it slipped your mind, I'm your client. I'm the Hollywood power player who, in a show of friendship when we met, invited you down to the studio to watch us shoot Penny Pictures' next feature film, Clownin', our Cradle of the Grave musical biopic based on the life of serial killer John Wayne Gacy.
Heavy stuff.
You definitely stopped by the lot, but you never showed up. Now I know why. You're too busy stabbing me in the back. Where do you get the dice sending an email like that to JetBlue? Yeah, that's right. I read your email. How I got it is my business. Welcome to Hollywood.
Where do you get the dice?
I sent it to my lawyer to read because we're going to sue you for all the cabbage you're worth. Not only did you betray my confidence, but you misrepresented our relationship. It was all lies. One, I never called you at all hours of the night. The latest I ever called your stupid phone was 1:30 in the morning. Maybe you're in bed by then, but big shots like me never sleep alone. Two, I never told you to impress JetBlue by dropping the name Jeremy Piven. No point. Pliers is too big a star to be involved with someone like you. Three, I swear I heard Pliers Piven, I guess, is his nickname.
We've established that Dan Penny likes to give nicknames to his pals. Pliers Piven.
Three, I swear I heard someone in your office.
Pliers. I guess I don't know Jeremy Piven well enough to know why pliers make sense, but okay.
Number three. I swear I heard someone in your office refer to you as Snoops. Why would I make that up? I'm not in the habit of giving people dumb nicknames. Four, I would never dangle the services of a prostitute in front of anyone. And if I did, I wouldn't go to Encino to get one. Gross. Five, I am not a nut or a lunatic. I am just a man who fell in love with a woman who banged the pasta out of him in an airplane bathroom. To insist otherwise is libelous. Speaking of the future, Mrs. Penny, you can stop your search for her because you're fired. In fact, you can probably stop all of your case here because when I get done bad-mouthing you all over town, you'll never work again. Just send me the bill for what I owe you so I can get you out of my life. Money means nothing to me. By the way, I copied JetBlue on this because I'm sure once they hear how you tried to dupe them, they'll want to jump on this lawsuit and start a class action. See you in court, douchebag. D-Pay. These two imaginary people fighting with each other back and forth in front of JetBlue. Like, they're two imaginary people in a fight. How can it not, if you're JetBlue, how can it not be real? Like, how can it not be real?
Oh, man. That is.
All right. And there's more. I went nuts. P.S. Not that you care, but Megan and I had a boy. I started calling him Snoops, but that stops today. Hope this picture you inspired before you broke my heart breaks yours. Then I sent a picture of his newborn.
Dressed up like Sherlock.
I forgot about that. Yeah. So then the next one is so before you go back, so then of course I couldn't stop there. I had to have Gene Godlewski then respond to that. I was just in love with the idea, if I recall, just these two imaginary people fighting with each other and ceasing JetBlue on every email. For no reason except just to, like I have no idea why they're doing it. Just like this guy or whoever it is, Stephanie or Michael, just keep getting emails like, who are these people are now fighting, and for some reason I'm privy to it is wild. Then, of course, seeing that picture, then Gene Godlewski had to go crazy. And here you go. From Gene Godlewski to Dan Penny, dear JetBlue, you're a weirdo. You too. So then, of course, Dan Penny had to respond right away. Okay, he goes, you are. This is apparently a major Hollywood power player, and he's going back and forth with these guys. And then the final letter is this one. Gene Godlewski. Good burn. Where's the rest of my money? And Gene too. And so, Gary, let's cut it there, and we'll do the rest next week. Good burn, because Eugene Godlewski had said to Dan Penny, my name's not Snoops, also you're a weirdo. And then Dan Penny wrote back, you are. And then Godlewski writes back, that's a good burn, where's the rest of my money? G2, Godlewski investigation, it's between us. So where's the rest of my money is the last.
And these are all attached, and somebody at JetBlue is seeing this argument between Snoops and Dan.
Right. There's two crew members, two people named Michael and Stephanie who have been riding back and forth with these guys. Okay. But lately it's been dry. And so now, good burn, where's the rest of my money? And now here we go. Dan Penny to Eugene Godlewski. CC JetBlue on this. Seriously? Is the subject heading. I received an envelope today containing your final invoice for services rendered. My assistant said a man with a limp brought it by. I'm assuming he was your brother. He was not him.
Anyway, on the guy's appearance. That's weird.
Anyway, in the papers was this receipt from a dinner you ate on the clock. It's for almost $1,100. You expect me to reimburse for this? This bill is beyond offensive. And here's a receipt I sent them.
It's got to be real if you have the receipt.
It's pretty great. Now go down. So there's the receipt. If we can maybe see that while I read the next parts, it'd be kind of good. Maybe make that smaller, Darren.
There were just two people at this dinner too, and they went over $1,000 on it.
First, what the hell were you doing in Manhattan? Does my girl live there? You should have told me. I know New York, Queens. Second, you went to Nello? You couldn't find a cheaper restaurant? Who orders plates at $3.25 a pop? Ever hear of a salad? Besides, Andre, the owner, is a friend. The character of the horny waiter in my Italian comedy, Togli Cuglione dalla mia zuppa, roughly translated, get your testicles out of my soup, is based on him. He would have comped the whole meal.
Togli Cuglione dalla mia zuppa.
Third, how many people were at this dinner? I count four entrees, three of them with white truffle as the main ingredient. Simple red sauce, too good. Someone thinks they're fancy. That's too much truffle for any man, even me, and I guarantee my palate is more sophisticated than you. Bobby Flay's my neighbor. And fourth, why were you dining in? Don't detectives need food in a parked van? There's a reason why you can't spell stakeout without takeout. Wordplay. Submitting a bill this size is another example of your gross incompetence. Thank God I fired your ass. But the show I'm Not a Bad Guy, against the advice of counsel, I'm willing to split the bill with JetBlue. After all, I only hired you because they dropped the ball in the first place. I've been a model JetBlue frequent flyer for over a decade. Submit an invoice to them and I guarantee they'll play. Hope you die soon, D. Penny. And so, of course, they go to the next email immediately. Then God Lucy had to respond to JetBlue. Subject is reimbursement. This is just a JetBlue that Gene God Lucy submitted this. Attached, please find an invoice for services rendered. Sorry we couldn't boil this lobster a little longer.
I love that we don't need Dan Penny on this correspondence. You just sent it straight.
They say G2 got loose the investigation. It's between us. Then, of course, I attached
the invoice. Going to Stephanie and JetBlue.
Big and small. And that's the invoice. <JetBlue. laughs>
Sorry. It says 528 JetBlue.
I like that it's marked past due.
That's a nice touch for sure.
So then he submitted that to JetBlue, and surprise, surprise, nothing back from JetBlue.
Huh.
So then, cut to a little later, Eugene Godlucy emails Dan Penny back and sees JetBlue on this. You can go straight to hell, Penny. I received your check for $528.39, half the dinner receipt for when I was in New York. Well, I appreciate the money. Did you really have to embarrass me like that? Writing pay to the order of hand job Godlewski on the check was really not cool. Your little gag gave me a lot of problems down at the bank. The manager had me filling out paperwork for an hour to prove it was me. Maybe late for a work lunch I had at Islands. I keep a table there. I lost some attention.
Keep the table at Islands.
Also, as you suggested, I sent JetBlue my receipt, but I still haven't heard back from them. Was that a gag, too? I know five bags of limes, $500, isn't a lot to a producer. But I need that money. Not to tug at your heartstrings. I'm pretty sure you don't have one. But my brother's leg has gone from bad to worse.
The brother's. Oh, no. The unhandsome brother's bad leg is getting worse.
The leg doctor says he needs a surgery. Something with his veins, I don't know. So there's that. Also, I told my brother you called him not handsome in your last interview. And he was so wounded, he started huffing pain again. Oh. He was 11 days dry, and because of you, he's off the wagon. It's not his fault he's not a looker in the family. Hope dunking on him was worth it. I know this is all fun and games to you, but this is my life.
Two imaginary grown-ups sending these letters back and forth while JetBlue is CC'd on all of them. Really insane.
It's nuts. The money from JetBlue would go a long way to getting him cleaned up. I can't lose Jeb, his name, to paint. You said you guaranteed JetBlue would pay. Were you full of it? Rumor has it you're a big shot. Follow up with them and prove it. Stay safe, G2, Gene Godlucy. It's between us. P.S. What you wrote in the memo on the check was also completely out of bounds. I didn't see your joke until after I handed it to the teller. Thank God she had a sense of humor. Then I attached the check and the memo.
And why would Dan Penny think it's a good idea to write in the little note section, I have a gun? What kind of insane, disturbed brain would come up with such a thing?
I think that's pretty good. I think that's pretty good.
And job.
<guys. laughs> I like he's got a check. I clearly had some time on my hands at the last back in February.
Oh, man.
But the fact that that got to JetBlue and they were looking at that, and what are they supposed to expect from that bill that he sent him? It's crazy. And
yet, the invoice.
And as I said probably last week, how could it not be real to them? How does it not? How could it not be real? These, I mean, only a lunatic would send these things to CC these things to JetBlue.
Oh man, so
that's pretty good. We should probably stop it there. Let's stop it there. There's more next week we can do, but that's pretty good for now.
Dave, Dave, and Dave.
And so this last one we did was the check. So then Eugene got a check that said, "I have a gun." It was addressed to, it was paid to the order of Handjob Godlewski, and that got him in some hot water at the bank. And he's like, "What happened to the rest of my money?" is what he wants. And then, of course, so I let that simmer for a couple of weeks. There was no emailing back and forth. And then finally, I decided to have Dan Penny let the group know, meaning Michael, Stephanie, and Eugene, what he's been up to. So here we go. From Dan Penny to Eugene Godlewski, "Dear JetBlue," subject heading, "So sorry. Dear Snoops, Michael, and Stephanie. Hey, gang. I'm aware I've been MIA the last few weeks, and for that, I apologize."
All three are that, Michael and Stephanie and Steve.
I know what you're thinking. Dan Penny is a very successful film producer and a major talent. He must be burning the candle at both ends, making yet another Hollywood blockbuster. While that's true, it's not the reason you haven't heard from me. To build suspense, it's my profession. I'll tell you what I've been up to in 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I found the woman for my JetBlue fight.
Excellent news.
Let me tell you how this plot, story, unfolded, happened. After getting zero help from Godlewski and JetBlue, I grabbed the bull by the bagoots and hired a Bel Air PI who came highly recommended. I won't say their name, but they made their bones working for the Menendez brothers. Not too shabby. Anyway, 10 days and 160,000 oysters later, they found my love in a trailer park in Tustin.
Pretty penny for.
They found my love in a trailer park in Tustin. She was in a knife fight with her landlord. Oh. Apparently, she was 6 months late paying rent. After swooning, I quickly squared things with her landlord. I had the money in my pocket. Then we left, and not to shove it in your face, but my girl and I have picked up right where we left off. I'm in love. Okay, so she's rough around the edges. For starters, she's picked three fights with a mailman. And she's always telling me how tasty she thinks my gardener is. Also,
he's tasty.
Also, I don't think I've ever seen her wear shoes. Oh, and she calls everything steak. Chicken is bird steak. Pork is pig steak. A piece of fish is sea steak.
What a weird woman. This is the woman, as a reminder, this is the woman who, when she offered Dan Penny to make love 30,000 feet in the sky, had a sandwich with her. She took it into the dirty toilet with her.
This woman is trash, Clea, but we'll keep going. A piece of fish is
pig steak.
A piece of fish, a sea steak, you get the drill. But no way am I embarrassed. She makes me feel handsome.
That's a great line. All right.
She's a better lover than I remember. We've done everything.
What does that even mean, done everything?
But she's also an apple of an actress. I was so impressed by her presence that I cast her in Penny Pictures' latest kids movie, Slugworth's Revenge, our unlicensed sequel to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And I'm not talking about giving her one or two lines as I would for a charity case like Snoop's loser brother, Ugly. I'm talking about the lead. She's playing Dot, Slugworth's smoking hot girlfriend who convinces him to kill Charlie. I don't want to spoil the ending, so I won't tell you if she and Slugworth succeed. Just rest assured, it's the role she was born to play. My story department said it would sink the studio, so I fired them. They don't know talent. Of Now, I can't say it's been all paradise. It wasn't easy telling Megan I was leaving her for a woman who only washes herself with the backyard hose. Oh, yeah, she uses the hose. She hates showers. My lady's crazy.
Megan, by the way, just for anybody again, Megan is the mother of the brand new infant of Dan Penny, right?
That's right. It was his girlfriend for years. His girlfriend for years and years and years.
And they were
Megan
engaged,
did not take the news well. After calling me a Hollywood weasel, she sliced the crotches out of my Loxamana suit. It's very expensive. Grabbed our son and took off. I have no idea where they went. Guess that's show business for you.
Michael and Stephanie at JetBlue headquarters. You got to keep that in your mind.
That they're reading all of
Michael
it.
And Stephanie are reading this.
Right. I'll tell you this, though. She won't get a nickel out of me. Is what she said. By then, in parentheses, at the end of the movie, Slugworth kills Charlie. There, I ruined the ending, you jerks. All of this is my way of saying that with Megan and the kid out of the picture, me and my sweetheart are engaged. We're getting married at the Beverly Hills Hotel in September. Not cheap. And would like the three of you to attend.
They're invited.
Even though you guys did scat to bring us together, you've been a big part of our journey, and to exchange vows without you there wouldn't be right. Not to rush you, but the earlier you RSVP, the better. The guest list is going to be packed neck to nuts with A-list ass. Sincerely, D. Penny. Then, of course, I had to attach the wedding invitation. And here you go. Go down there, Gary.
Let's see it.
There it is. It reads, with pictures, you are cordially invited to the Hollywood wedding of Tony Mudd and Daniel Penny. September 5th this year, the magic hour of the Beverly Hills Hotel, Hollywood reception to follow, which I thought was pretty great.
Hollywood reception. All the bells and whistles associated with Tinseltown weddings, yes.
I just like the fact that now Megan and Stephanie, if they're reading this, are now invited to this wedding. Do they RSVP? Do they RSVP? I'm sure this was passed around. It's insanity. It's insanity. And of course, it's been going on for so long. It must be real. Like I've said, these two imaginary people are making this happen. And I finding Tony Mudd's picture is one of my great joys, I remember.
She's a beautiful woman.
She's a beautiful
woman. No one could argue that.
So then, of course, JetBlue did not respond. But of course, Gene Godlewski has to respond to this because he was invited to this wedding. So from Eugene Godlewski to Dan Penny. And of course, he CC'd JetBlue. No way in hell am I going to this wedding. And not that I care one way or the other, but you're making a big mistake marrying this woman. She sounds bad news. Michael Stephanie, back me up. Good out. Stay safe, Gene Godlewski, G2, Godlewski Investigation. It's between us. So, of course, then, now because JetBlue was not responding to me, I had to have Eugene and Dan Penny get in a fight. So here we go.
Isn't it, by the way, the Godlewski Investigations is a direct rival of the Daves of Thunder Detective Agency.
That's interesting, except our detective agency is real. But yes, I completely get that. I think maybe we should consider that. If I knew that back then, I would have put that in there.
Fair.
That's pretty funny. That's
Please
pretty
funny. Press on.
From Dan Penny to Eugene Godlewski to Dear Jet and CCing JetBlue. Bad news, he called it bad news. How dare you? If you're not with Tony and I in this, Snoops, you're against us. So consider yourself uninvited to the wedding. Think I care? I'm rich. Just means...
Michael and Stephanie right now in JetBlue.
Just means more champagne and turkey steak for us. Yeah, Tony calls turkey steak. Don't understand that one. She knows the word turkey. Why not just call it turkey? It's a head scratcher. You know what, Snoops? Michael and Stephanie are happy for me. Why can't you be? Maybe you spend a little more time with a woman who wants repo sex 24/7 instead of eating white truffle pasta on my dime with your flamingo brother one leg. Maybe you wouldn't be so jealous. And that's clearly what you are, jealous. If you ask me, you're the one who's bad news. Nobody loves you, D. Penny.
So mean.
So I like the fact that there was that he referenced something called repo sex. So of course, Gene Gallucci had to respond to, again, to JetBlue. Why are you uninviting me to the wedding? I already said I wasn't coming. Are you crazy? And I've never heard of repo sex, but it sounds weird and unhealthy. Behavior like that by this woman is exactly what I'm talking about. Stay safe, G2. Gadlewski investigated is between us. Then, of course, Dan Petty had to write back immediately. From Dan Petty to Gene Gadlewski. You don't know what repo sex is? Now who's being naive? It's when you and your partner go to a parking lot at a sporting event. We like Sparks games. Find a car, Jimmy open the door, jump inside and make love in the back seat. Then, when you're done and dewy, you slide your clothes back on, get behind the wheel and drive away. It's hot as hell. Everyone knows this but you. Signed, D. Petty. So then, of course,
repo sex. You know what? Damashek is also naive. I didn't know about this.
So then Eugene Gadlewski immediately has to respond. Again, CCing JetBlue. The two of you are straight up stealing cars. And why does it have to be at a sporting event? This is so messed up. Get out of this relationship. Michael, Stephanie, your silence on this is deafening. Please leave me and my brother alone, signed G2. Gadlewski investigate this between us. So now here's the last one of this week before you go on, Gary, before you go on. So then, of course, I waited a few days, but I had fun them going back and forth.
Two completely made up people arguing for Stephanie and Michael and JetBlue. It's so stupid that their heads must be spinning. Even if they thought it was a bit at one point, they must be saying to each other at lunch over there, JetBlue is there in the cafeteria. Like, did you see the latest one? What the hell is wrong with these two?
And I just really like that. It started like, I want you guys to come to, I mean, it's vitriol between, then it became like, come to my wedding. Then Eugene is rude about it. And then Penny's like, fine, you're not invited. And then they start going into back and forth about what repo.
I'm not fired. I quit.
And Eugene is like looking out for Dan in a weird way. But anyway, so Dan Penny was pretty hard on Eugene. Eugene was pretty hard on Dan Penny. But then Eugene was also upset because Dan was really upset at Eugene making fun of Gene's brother. And so then I waited a couple of days. And then now here's where it takes a turn. From Eugene got loose to Dan Penny, dear JetBlue, hope you assholes are happy. Then you go down and it's his brother's obituary.
Snips, brother with the bad leg, killed himself.
Oh. The picture.
He killed himself.
That's pretty.
He killed himself, and Michael and Stephanie need to read about it now. Here's the article from the LA Times. Oh man, that's good.
And we can read the obituary if you want.
Jeb Gadlewski, go ahead.
It's Receipt a Man Kills Himself. And then I put a picture of, for you listening, is a picture of Damashek at the farmer's market from years ago. Here's the obituary. Jedediah Gadlewski, 49, of Reseda, was found dead in the garage of the home he shared with his brother Monday morning. The Ventura County coroner issued a certificate of death by acute carbon monoxide poisoning with suicidal intent. It was reported Mr. Gadlewski had been ill for some time. The man was found by his brother Eugene, 45, of Reseda, in his vehicle, a sheet of paper taped to his chest with the word handsome written on it.
I hope Dan Petty's happy.
Born in Reseda, son of Franklin and Kat Gadlewski, Jeb, as those closest called him, attended Glendale Community College before severely injuring himself in a trampoline accident. He later worked as associate custodian at Grover Cleveland Charter High School in Reseda, as well as an executive assistant for a local private investigation concern. He is survived by no one. Oh. And that wraps up another week in JetBlue Letters.
Dave, Dave, and Dave.
But so really was the question leading into these letters this week was, how is everybody going to respond to the death of Jeb, J-E-B? Right. Well, what was the response going to be to Jeb? What was Dan Penny's response going to be to Jeb? And here we go, from Dan Penny to Eugene Galuski. And again, every email is CC'd to Dear JetBlue. Mm. So these people are reading these emails. Here we go. Oh, Snoops, I can't believe your brother crossed over. And by his own hand. This one hurts. I know you think because I'm a very rich Hollywood swell, I'm incapable of emotion, but you're wrong. You're goddamn wrong. In 08, 2008, I got the worst reviews of my career. When Penny Pictures released Wanted, Ned or a Clive, about a homosexual sheriff looking for love in the Old West. Donnie Wahlberg acted his plums off, but the critics disagreed. Ain't It Cool News called it a disgrace. And back then, they were my home screen. My point is, I cried reading that review, and I cried when I read what happened to poor Jed, spelling. He left his marble way too soon. Not my fault. Just to show you that 2020 hasn't been a block party for me either, I too have suffered a loss. Tony left me, Snoops. I know. Let me tell you how it all went down. Hope you have a Kleenex ready. Last week, after a robust lovemaking session, T asked me to reach for a cigarette out of her purse. She called it a purse, but in reality, it was a bucket. Very strange. I can't say the warning signs weren't there. Anyway, when searching her purse, I found a sketch of the ballroom of the venue, place we were to marry. And on the sketch were handwritten plans to rob all the guests at the reception. Even the famous ones. When I asked what the sketch was, she said it was a joke. They demanded to make love on me again, a cigarette in her mouth the whole time. Well, not the whole time. Crude woman. Then I fell asleep. Well, my question must have scared her, because the next day I got a call on set from my top flight investment guy, Jewish, who told me all of my accounts had been emptied by Tony. I rushed home to confront her, and she was gone. Turned out she'd been seeing the gardener behind my back, and the two of them cleaned me out. In hindsight, it was a mistake to give her access to my portfolio, but she asked me to e-sign the documents in bed when I was mid-climax. She was very convincing, and I was very much in love. And love, I'm learning, is a bumpy, bumpy road. Needless to say, the wedding's off. I guess that's a good thing. She and Jerry, my gardener of 3 years, were gonna rip off everyone at the reception. And this wasn't gonna be some nickel and dime job. Look at the sketch. I think they planned on bodies, Snoops. Word of this has spread like wildfire through Hollywood, and I'm ruined socially. Not my week. By the way, all this responds to an obituary. She was never gonna marry me. It was all a ruse, trick to get my money. She didn't love me. I'm telling you all this because I'm at rock bottom. Before you ask, yes, I reached out to Megan, but she hasn't returned my calls. Hollywood gossip has it she's already picked up with some new guy in television. Talk about a step down. She is a devil woman, and I'll never forgive her for what she did to me. Anyway, I'm kidding.
She did. It feels to me like she didn't do anything, but okay.
Anyway, I'm turning to you. Not one mention of his son in this entire letter. Anyway, I'm turning to you, my once mortal enemy, for help. Why? Because unlike Michael and Stephanie, you were the only one who warned me about Tony. Those traitors turned a blind eye, but you saw she was no good. But I wouldn't listen. Well, I'm listening now. Here's the thought out of left field. Since you and I are both going through stuff, maybe we can be there for each other. When you're alone, Hollywood is a cold, cold place, and I could use a friend. Signed, D. Penny. P.S. Did you get my flowers? Okay.
Nice gesture.
So very nice gesture. So how then does Eugene Guy Luster respond to this? And here we go. Oh, by the way, well, first, here's the sketch of the robbery.
I was wondering if, I wonder if they had that.
I forgot about the sketch of the robbery. So there's the sketch. It's in crayon.
The big day.
It's called the big day. I look at this. He clearly misspells Mexico.
Doesn't know how to spell Mexico. Wow.
Number one, witnesses. And there's three instructions. Number one, get guests into the kitchen. Two, no witnesses. 3:70:30. So I guess that was their split. Anyway, you see stick figures shooting guns. They get away in a limo. Very funny. So then we go to Eugene's response to this, and here we go. From Eugene Gladlewski to Dan Penny. By the way, Michael and Stephanie, JetBlue are reading these things. How insane is that?
It's the best.
How insane.
You must, if I can provide any guide to anybody listening, that you just got to keep reminding yourself that JetBlue people are sitting and listening to these two go back and forth. All right, great.
From Eugene to Dan Penny, and they see seeing JetBlue. Here we go. I don't know what to say, except it's good to hear from you. Michael and Stephanie have been ghosts since I told you guys the news. Did not see that coming. Like they say on the street, if you want to know who your friends are, get yourself a jail sentence. Well, I'm in jail, and I guess so you are. I guess you are too. And yes, I got the flowers. They were beautiful. It's been a rough few weeks. Lots of sleepless nights. Not only did Jeb leave a mess in the garage, but he also left a ton of debt. I knew he huffed paint, but I didn't know he had a gambling problem. Apparently, racing greyhounds is legal in Oregon. At the funeral, his bookie told me if I show my face up there, he'll take me apart at the joints. Rough stuff. I'll be working until I'm 90 to pay off his outstandings. It's a long road ahead. Thanks for nothing, big bro. I thought about you last week. Around 2 a.m., I had a few drinks to soften the night and turned on the Stars channel, the best. And your Greg Oden movie, We Too, was on. I caught the last 2.5 hours. It was excellent.
I didn't know it was an epic.
While I appreciated the Legs Coleman line you singled out many months ago, it takes a big man to act so small. There's a line earlier in the picture that I think is more pointed. When Legs walks in on his teammates using little people to shoot free throws, he stops them and he stops them and says, with hell in his eyes, just if they're little, it don't make him tiny. That's good writing.
Snoops the private dick. Critiquing the page is excellent.
Anyway, that's my way of saying I think we've both been little, but maybe it's time we stop acting so tiny. So, Ray, your invitation to get together, I think I'd like that. Do you like coffee? Signed, G2, Godlewski Investigations. It's between us. So I thought that was sweet. So now there's olive branches going back and forth. So Dan Penny, right away to Eugene Gladlewski, dear JetBlue.
Peace. We finally
have
peace.
Do you like coffee? He said, no. Signed, Dan Penny. That's all he responded was with no. So then Gladlewski responds right away. Oh, okay. Lunch then? Do you know Islands? I have a table there. G2. Then go down right away. Dan Penny responds, sure, call my secretary, D. Penny. Eugene responds real quick, I have many times. Dan Penny responds real quick, I don't know what to tell you, signed D. Penny.
What's going on with Penny?
So
now?
He's getting the brush off. So then before you do that. So as you can see, I wasn't sure how to end this. I wasn't sure. I was kind of like, how do I end this? They're going back and forth. They're hating each other again. Oh, but I like the fact that they were together on this. And I wasn't sure what to do. And then, if Jeb's suicide was going to bring together, what would? And that's when a gift from God, JetBlue responded to these letters finally. But not from dear JetBlue, from JetBlue administration. This is a whole different thing. And so when I first saw this email, Jennifer, this is me, my love. My lady. When I got this email from then, I freaked out. I was like, oh my God, they responded. I could not believe it because it had been a long time. It had been a few months. JetBlue responded and I was excited. Then I got very angry when I saw this response, as if these people were real, as if Eugene Gadlewski was Snoops and everybody was real. So here we go. Dear JetBlue customer, thank you for traveling with JetBlue Airwaves. We understand there's an issue with your most recent JetBlue experience. To remedy this, we invite you to participate in our customer experience survey. Please take a few minutes to tell us about your flight on November 19th, 2019 from San Francisco to LA. Let us know how we're doing. Click here to begin. Your responses will be combined with those provided by other customers to identify opportunities for improvement. Thank you again for your business. We look forward to seeing you on board again soon. Warmest regards, Robin Hayes, who's the CEO.
All right.
So clearly, this is some sort of form letter, some sort of form survey, and that's just the stuff at the bottom of the email. So then,
or maybe they elevated it all the way to the top. Who knows?
So I love the fact that the CEO. So that to me was how we get these two together at the end. We're going to sum it up real quick. So then from Dan Penny to Gene Godlucci, now CCing dear JetBlue, Michael and Stephanie, and JetBlue administration. So hopefully this CEO gets it. I doubt it. Hey, buddy. This is from Dan Penny. You have no idea how touched I was to hear you watch We Too and that the piece spoke to you. That's why I make them. When we finally get lunch, not Islands. Islands is prison food. We can talk about a new movie idea that's been floating around in my cantaloupe head. Tell me if it sounds familiar. It's about a real dickhead movie producer preoccupied with the trappings of his profession who hires a surly, goddamn son of a bitch private eye to help him track down his long-lost love. It's a rough journey with a lot of twists and turns, and in the end, they don't find her, but what they do find is friendship. I'm calling it In the Heat of the Night. Isn't that a great title?
That one too, yeah.
Isn't that a great title? What do you think? I've already dictated over 300 pages to my sister, Victoria. Very attractive. By the way, did you get the email from JetBlue I forwarded? Can you believe they have the sand after all the pain they've caused to respond to our countless Jeremiads with a form survey? It wasn't even personalized. They addressed the email, Dear JetBlue Customer. They don't even call me Mr. Penny. Who's the CEO? Come on, Robert Hayes. At least buy me dinner before you top me off. Sure, ending the email with warmest regards showed class, but after what you, Michael, and Stephanie have put us through, class doesn't cut it anymore. I lost my fiance, and bad junk happened to Snoops, too. He lost his brother. I need retribution. I know just how to get it. Michael, Stephanie, when Snoops and I were feuding, I felt like the three of us were allies. But now that me and him are friends again, better than ever, you ask me. Where the hell are you guys? Nowhere. Looking back, I can't help from feeling maybe you wanted to pit us against each other. We were unwitting pawns of what I can only guess was some kind of disgusting psychosexual chess match you were playing. Is that it, Michael and Stephanie? Did messing with our lives get your rocks off? If so, totally uncool. You'll be hearing from my lawyer. What do you say, Snoops? Up for a fight? Signed, D. Petty. So then, of course, Dan Penny had to respond real quick. Eugene to Dan Penny, dear JetBlue and JetBlue administration. Yeah, Michael and Stephanie have been awful, just awful. Of course, this is turning them on. I hope JetBlue knows what sick jerks they have in their employ. Am I up for a fight? You're damn right I am. But first, I'm going to dispense a little justice of my own, Reseda style. Stay safe, giant sign G2. Then P.S. I hate to tell you this, and keep in mind, movies are not my field, but I'm pretty sure there's already a movie called In the Heat of the Night. Don't shoot the messenger. And then finally, here goes Eugene to write to JetBlue himself, CCing Dan Penny. Just thought you rotten sons of bitches would like to know how I filled out your stupid survey. Rest in peace, Jeb. Signed, Snoops Godlewski.
He made Snoops. The change.
He's calling himself Snoops now. And then I just took out a few pictures of what I said in on the survey. Please rate the following criteria based on your experience. Please rate the following criteria based on your own experience in the airlines. Luggage space poor, seating comfort poor, cleanliness neutral. Overall, how would you rate your interaction? I gave him a bad smiley face. Go down. What airline would you least prefer to fly with? JetBlue. How can your favorite airline keep you in business? Destroy JetBlue. How can your preferred airline do to encourage you to fly with them? Fire Michael and Stephanie. And so then we're almost done. So then we saw how Snoops did his street justice, and this is how Dan Penny, Hollywood mogul, does his street justice. He goes through his lawyer. This is from Lemuel Horfield, who we recognize is the latter. Is we've used his name before. To Jeer JetBlue, and he CC'd Eugene Godlucci and himself, and to Dan Penny. Go down. Re-infringing use of intellectual property. To whom am I concerned? Our law firm represents Penny Pictures. But I actually sent this to JetBlue, and I have not heard back from them.
JetBlue is getting sued.
This letter is served upon your company, JetBlue Airways, Inc., to prohibit you in perpetuity from marketing, sale, distribution, and or dissemination of any motion picture created by our client on JetBlue flights. This includes, but is not exclusive to, the following titles produced under the Penny Pictures label, and here are all the favorites. Bread and Butter, Oi Blood, Nancy Meeting Hugh Here, We Too, Clown in a Musical, Nate for Dinner, Bread and Butter 2, Yeast Mode, Togli Coglione Dalla Mia Zuppa, Wanted, Netterer Clive, Sergeant Greaseball, Slugworth's Revenge, Daryl of Monkeys, Bread and Butter 3, Still Crusty, the entitled Rosie Perez Project, Gnome Wasn't Milt in a Day, Kit as a Fiddle, pricks. And then the last one, Scorpion, the motion picture.
Bread and butter too. It's still crusty.
Go down. Our client is the owner of the copyrights, trademarks, and other intellectual property rights of these titles. You're hereby notified you do not comply with this request. Your action will constitute egregious infringement of Penny Pictures' valuable intellectual property. We'll immediately file a complaint with the FCC as well as the FEAA, and civil and criminal claims will be pursued. You're very, very truly yours, Lem Horfield. And so that was a lawsuit. And then finally, the last one. How do I, after I just took my bows with those titles, how do I finally end it to JetBlue? And this was sent from Dan Penny, the dear JetBlue, fade out. And that's the end of the JetBlue letters.
Oh, man. Oh, sweet Jesus. What a
ride, right?
Wow.
Just wonderful. One of your greatest pieces of work. That
what I really liked is that the two of them, like, it became a whole story. It was about Dan Penny and this woman. Then the real love story was between him and Snoops.
Snoops. And he starts going by Snoops at the end.
Right. The enemy was Snoops. And then it became JetBlue themselves. And these two met. And he's pitching a movie. He's pitching a movie about their life. It's great. Then he's calling him in the heat of the night. I forgot about that. That was insane. Meanwhile, what I deliberately can see now left is that what happened to Tony Mudd and Jerry the Gardener? They're on the lam. So if JetBlue ever responds,
who knows? Yeah, who knows where that goes?
Maybe I'll respond back to them. But that was pretty much it.
Well, there you have it. If my cackling didn't tell you, that was one of the funnier things that I can recall sitting around and listening to. I hope you enjoyed it. And again, reminder: share it with all your pals and the video as well. Again, YouTube, Daves of Thunder. And or davesofthunder.com for anywhere anywhere else you find your favorite podcast. Be a subscriber. Join us on Reddit, Daves of Thunder, so on and so forth. We hope to keep the ball rolling here. And BTLs and Monkeys, we appreciate you participating as we continue to roll. And until next time, thanks so much, podcasters. It's been a thin slice of heaven.